News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with College Station Police Department's Lieutenant Craig Anderson.
Coming up on first Tuesday in October, October the 2nd, we're having what we call our annual National Night Out. And National Night Out is where all the communities in Bryan-College Station, including Brazos County, are encouraged to get together and just kind of get with their neighbors and sit around and get to know one another. And the reason why is because, you know, we want to encourage people to get to know each other in their neighborhoods. And that's the purpose of National Night Out. You have criminals who go through neighborhoods, and many times they go through and people don't say anything. Well, we want to encourage neighborhoods. If you see something that's suspicious going on, call it in and let us come and check it out, because you never know, you could be preventing a crime.
So is the point kind of just to make a more tight-knit community? Is it helping people to know each other's habits better so then they know if there's something suspicious going on? Or could you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Exactly. Well, back in the old days, everybody knew their neighbors, you know, because times were a little bit slower. You know, people kind of, you know, sat around and talk with each other, kind of sat out on the front porch and walk up and down the street. Well, these days and times, everybody is so busy. They have jobs, they have families, going to activities. You can stay next door to somebody and really probably hadn't talked to them in a whole year and really don't know who your neighbor is. Well, the premise of National Night Out is to get everybody in the community on your street or your neighborhood together. A lot of neighborhoods have cookouts. They get to know each other. And so that way, if something's going on suspicious, they feel comfortable saying, that car over there doesn't fit that particular house. I hadn't seen it there before. I can call it in because I know my neighbor. He watches out for me. I watch out for him. And so that way, we're protecting each other. And that's letting the criminals know that if you come into our neighborhood, we're going to call the police department and we're going to make sure they come and check you out, because we don't want crime in our communities.
Okay, so how many different National Night Out actual events do you guys have planned coming up?
Well, so far we have about 20 block parties. Normally we have anywhere between 35 and 40. We like to publicize the event because the more communities are involved, that means we have more eyes and ears out in the neighborhoods. And that's what it's all about. People watching out for each other, helping the police, because there's only so many police officers, but there are more citizens in the community than there are police officers actually patrolling. So we normally have about 40 block parties each year. So we want to encourage everybody to get a block party, get to know your neighbors, encourage them to come out, sit down, talk, maybe have some hamburgers, hot dogs, or something like that. Let the kids play, and we'll drive around and come around and say hello, just so you can meet the police officers. They get to know you. And so that way, if you need to contact somebody directly, you know who the police officer is for your particular neighborhood.
Okay, so if people are interested in coordinating a block party event, mm-hmm. who do they need to call or talk to, or how do they need to do that?
If they're interested in hosting a National Night Out block party, they can call Sergeant Calder Lively at the College Station Police Department at 764-3624, or they can call me, Lieutenant Craig Anderson, at 764-3610. They can also go online to the City of College Station website, go under the Police Department, and we have a National Night Out form that they can print out. They can either email it to us, or they can fax it to us, or they can drop it off at the police department. And if they look on the website, they'll find that application there. The deadline to get the application in is next Wednesday, September the 26th, by 5 p.m.
Okay, and is there anything that you personally are especially looking forward to about National Night Out?
Well, what I look forward to, I enjoy meeting people out in the neighborhoods. One thing I love about Bryan-College Station is that we have so many nice people here. And when we go out every year and we see the block parties, neighbors getting together and we're meeting with them, to me, that's what I enjoy a lot about law enforcement, is getting to know the people in the neighborhoods and them also getting to know me. And if they have a question about anything really related to code enforcement, maybe there's a loose dog in the neighborhood, maybe something they just need to know about, I give them a card. They can call me. We have sergeants, other lieutenants, even city council members and the mayor come out that night. And we just enjoy getting out into the community, talking with citizens, and let them know that we're here for them. And we want to encourage them to watch out for each other to help keep our neighborhood safe.
Okay. And is there, are you guys partnering with the Bryan Police Department?
Yes, the Bryan Police Department, Brazos County Sheriff's Department, and also the Texas A&M University Police Department, they're going to also have National Night Out block parties. In fact, we have a proclamation signing on next Thursday. We're going to have it down at the courthouse, and that's to kick off Crime Prevention Month, also to let everybody know about National Night Out. And so we have block parties throughout Brazos County.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to say about it? Do you have any specific thoughts or anything you'd like to tell people?
Just want to encourage people to get to know their neighbors. Get out on October 2nd in the evening time. A lot of block parties start about 5:30, 6 o'clock p.m. And we'll come around and we'll have fire trucks out, police cars. If they let us know that they want us to stop by, we'll stop by and bring badges for the kids and say hello to the residents. And we just really want them to get to know each other and help us to help them.
All right. Thank you so much. That was College Station Police Department's Lieutenant Craig Anderson. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.